and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my cousin Cameron. Cameron, how are you this week today?
This week today, I am great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and I'm glad you're back. Last week, you enjoyed the episode Jack's 10. This week, we talk about Season 6, Episode 20, Doctor in the House. It aired March 2nd, 1982, directed by Dave Powers, written by John Bonney and Don Nickel. Jack's grandpa visits Jack, thinking he's a doctor. Cameron, what did you think of Doctor in the House?
Doctor in the House. I enjoyed Doctor in the House. I thought it was a very good episode.
So do I.
On many different levels. I thought all the heavy hitters showed up. There were just like, and there were some loose ends, which is also is like, you know, kind of, I think it isn't a Three's Company episode without that.
Yeah. It's come to be part of the show.
And I think that's part of the you know, the lovability of it now. It's like, why is that there? That makes no sense. I guess that's funny. Okay, moving on. Had we ever met Grandpa Tripper before? Is this
no.
new?
This is okay. a one-time thing.
Yeah, great. Okay, because he seems like a really jolly fellow. And Jack mentioned that he was on death's door, and he looked like a pretty healthy guy when he came in.
Well, you that's know? Why he was able to make the trip by himself without telling anyone.
Yeah, what does that mean, that Jack's family's from St. Louis, or did they retire to St. Louis? Or
yeah.
Is there any mention of St. Louis before this?
No. So this is really interesting. That's another little tidbit about Jack Tripper that we find out.
Yeah. Also, who does a pop-in visit from St. Louis? Like, Grandma Shirley would call before, like, 5 minutes before Grandpa showed
yep,
up.
Yep.
What's the deal with that whole scene in the beginning? I wasn't sure where the episode felt like it was going nowhere when, what's her name, was visiting.
Cindy.
Cindy was visiting, playing records, and they were dancing around the apartment. And there was probably like a good 5 minutes, maybe, of the episode where it was just kind of just like, it felt like filler for no reason.
Yeah, you're right.
But it was funny when Mr. Furley came up covered in drywall. I mean, surely in all the episodes I've seen, or drywall from the ceiling or whatever, they've been bouncing around and running around that apartment far more than they were doing the pogo.
Yeah, and only 30 seconds, if that, 20 seconds of the pogo.
And he comes up covered. I will say, too, that his outfit is fantastic when he comes up. That hat is incredible. I want that hat.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting better. But then his dancing with Cindy's great, when he just – shoves his face right in her chest.
Yes, it's great.
And then with Jack and Janet singing the song, it just was like, I was kind of scratching my head. I'm like, this is funny, but what's happening here? Are they riffing? Were they just fucking around and then said, this is funny, let's put it in the episode? Because then all of a sudden they get a phone call and then the episode takes a right turn.
Well, no, they had to do all that because that was the only way they could show Furley throwing out his back.
Right, okay.
So he can later appear in the episode as a patient.
So there was a purpose.
Yeah, that's how they made it into an elaborate thing where he threw out his back, so the whole audience sees him throw out his back, and then later on, he visits Jack when he's pretending to
be
a doctor.
As like the cherry on the cake of like chaos that is that doctor's office scene.
Yes, everything's happening there, and it's fantastic, including Dr. Phillips. Who was
Dr.
the intern?
Phillips.
Yeah, the intern.
He was something.
Yeah, he was full on that guy. That guy.
He was very like very much a keener. Like you think a doctor would? I don't know. It was interesting.
Yeah, he should work for a game show or something. You know, like a
should.
Game show host.
My favorite part of the episode was the maybe minute where Jack was alone in the doctor's office before the first patient shows up. And he's messing around with the stethoscope.
Comedy gold, I think. That's where John Ritter as an actor really shines. Yeah.
It is all in his facial expressions, and it was It was great.
Not enough people do that these days. You don't see TV. No.
That was great. All he needed was a stethoscope, and he took it, you know. That was great. I felt like I thought it was really funny that Mr. Furley made a reference to Jack being gay and Grandpa Tripper just like either he completely missed it or was just oblivious to it happening.
Yeah, I think he was just oblivious.
Right. Okay.
Chalk it up to just old Grandpa in St. Louis not knowing how the kids talk.
Right. Okay, perfect.
And
it was like funny.
Gay means happy. Basically,
that's okay.
Yeah, Grandpa Tripper's world.
Although I believe Mr. Furley did say, he didn't say gay. He said, Jack's, he's not a doctor. He's a...
A fruitcake, right?
That's it. Yep, fruitcake.
But Grandpa Tripper would probably think fruitcake means like he's a nincompoop.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he did leave his walking stick in the office.
Right. There is, speaking of that, there is one joke that would never pass these days, which is when Jack is the doctor and Janet is the patient and he's trying to pass that he's a doctor in front of Dr. Phillips and he's checking Janet's face and then he does this Chinese joke where he goes, ah, so, and makes her eyes.
I don't know. I didn't catch that.
Oh, my God. That joke is like, I couldn't believe that it was. First of all, I can't believe nobody would say anything about that. But today, of course, it could never pass.
Like, it's a famously white show. Like
you're right.
You haven't seen any people of color in this show, save for one scene at a party, maybe in season one, where everyone was throwing pies in each other's face.
Yeah, like, every time the kids throw a party, there's one or two people of color.
Yeah.
But they're so basically in their circle of friends, they do have friends who are of like visible minorities, but they're never part of the chaos and confusion.
Yeah. Oh, never.
Get to see. So, yeah, it's interesting that way. And it's also interesting it was never pointed out, but we're looking at this show through the lens of, 2019, 2020, so
Yeah,
those kinds of jokes would never pass. And also when Janet has to undress, when Dr. Phillips says, shouldn't the patient be undressed? And the way Jack talks after that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to admit, it's funny, man. It's really, really funny. But yeah, would that pass on a show today?
I mean, depends.
Because Janet's very uncomfortable now, And Jack is her friend.
Yeah, it wouldn't. I don't think it would pass in the way that it was presented in this episode. But if it was presented in like an HBO show, and it was like the guy was like a known sort of like racist and like a known like old school character, like doing it for, you know what I mean? Like if we weren't taking it as a joke, but he's the joke, not what he does.
Yeah, yeah. He would have to be the joke now.
He would be the joke. But in this case, he was not the joke.
No.
I wonder how much of that whole scene, because it felt like it from when they got to the doctor's office until they finally left. It was just one long scene. And I wonder how much of it was scripted and how much they were sort of riffing.
I think they were riffing. I was going to bring that up because you could tell that Joyce DeWitt, who plays Janet, was holding back laughter.
Yes, she was.
And if they had rehearsed it a million times before, or you know what I mean, rehearsed it a few times, there would be no laughter. She would play it straight, but you could tell she was fighting back the laughter.
Yeah, like one of my favorite parts was when he was like pinching at her puffy sleeves and saying, "Oh, we have to lance those."
Yeah, you could tell she almost like
she almost lost it.
Yeah, yeah. So it might have been a series of takes. And they chose the best ones, which they do,
Yeah. And then the doctor comes back. Yeah, I think it was a very solid episode. And I think there was enough there to, kind of put a pin in this one and say, this is a, you know, this is a funny episode of Three's Company. This is all, everybody showed up to, you know,
yeah,
showed up to play ball.
Oh, great. That makes me happy because you got to come back and finish this whole season. Cause this is episode 20. We only have a few more episodes to go for season 6. You got to keep coming back. Cause I think I got you now.
Got me where? I mean.
No, I got you. I got you now. I got you back on my side. You were questioning the show. You were questioning whether it was funny or not. And I think slowly it's starting to turn. And I said,
like one good episode and then now two in a row. Yeah. Maybe. But I think overall, we're still trending towards.
Well, yeah. No, that's what you're thinking. Then you got to watch more now. So you got to. I can't bring in a guest anymore. At least for the next few episodes, you got to come and finish this season off and start season 7. Because I said the Terry years, it gets better.
I just, where are all the other Three's Company fans? You know, I mean, I was looking for, I was really curious to see if that doctor scene was scripted or a sort of they were riffing, and I looked for a Three's Company Reddit page, and I found one. But there's only 100 members.
Is that small? I don't even know.
Yeah, that's very small. And there's only a handful of posts, and I don't know. Has anything to say. I just was discouraged to see that not that many people were talking about it.
Or are you know, Three's Company fans just not hip to Reddit?
Okay. Yeah, maybe that's a thing too.
I'm sure shows like, I don't know, Better Call Saul have thousands and thousands of people who, what do you call them, followers? I don't know.
I guess they're subscribed to the, I'm just looking here to see the subreddit. Yeah, so the subreddit for Better Call Saul has 180,000 members.
Well, there you go. And Three's Company was bigger in its time than Better Call Saul, even though Better Call Saul is a great show. Three's Company was the show, really, you know? So all okay. These people who, you know, they're just too old. Let's put it on the table. They're just too old to know how to get around social media now.
Okay, well, what other? But there's older. Let's see. What would you say? What about Seinfeld? I mean, that's arguably one of the biggest sitcoms of all time.
Yeah, but that came out
older.
That came out like I believe, 15 years after Three's Company was off the air, right?
Yeah, potentially.
I guess if like even the Jeffersons might have more people than Three's Company. But another one, a contemporary of Three's Company, would be the Jeffersons.
Okay, well, if we're going with the Jeffersons, then Three's Company's got them beat by a country mile. I mean, there's a Jeffersons subreddit here that has 18 members. So
what? The Jeffersons? One of the greatest shows of all time? I'm big, yeah. Like, in my book, it's on par with Three's Company.
Wow.
Yeah. Sherman no. Hemsley?
Yeah, there's 18 members in this subreddit.
Wow.
So in that case, maybe Three's Company is, you know, wildly popular then if we're...
Okay, if you're doing searches...
This is the litmus.
Do a search on the Andy Griffith Show.
Okay. Let's see here.
Huge show in its time. Huge. But... A generation back from Three's Company.
I don't even see a subreddit. There is no subreddit.
Yeah, just because nobody who watched the Andy Griffith Show would even know what Reddit was. So there you go. There you go. It's generational. It has nothing to do with how popular the show really was.
Well, then
was.
I rescind that remark then. I think we've, you know, after some investigation here.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this will... Depending on how things end here, by here I mean with the watch of this show through its entirety, maybe, you know, will inspire a resurgence in the popularity of, you know, it's just, we just got to get it onto a streaming service, I think, really, is what the... People need to be able to binge it, you know?
Well, that might only happen if they reboot Three's Company, which, oh my God, I just pray they don't.
Yeah, not likely. What would that look like? I mean, it's pretty, the whole premise is that, you know, is now is just kind of.
He lives with two girls and pretends he's gay. Ooh, in 2020, yeah. That's, what is that even?
Yeah, what is that? I mean, it's offensive in another way.
Yeah, so in that case, I say we just trudge on, and whoever finds out, and right. They are yeah. The lucky few.
Operative word there is trudge.